All right, so Steve, what is going on in the world? I mean, really, there is so much hate and violence going on. There are now at least 50 people dead and many seriously injured after the shooting massacre at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. Murder charges have already been filed against a 28-year-old Australian white nationalist. His name is Brenton Tarrant. Tarrant said he considered President Trump a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose. Experts are concerned about the growing threat of white supremacist groups in the U.S. and around the globe. The president, however, does not seem to share those concerns. He was asked about the growing threat of white nationalism over the weekend. Take a listen.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems. I guess if you look at what happened in New Zealand, perhaps that's a case. I don't know enough about it yet.
Then know something before you say something.
What is wrong with this folks?
Yeah. Look, there's nothing to know. You know what white nationalist is. You know what it means. It's real simple.
Didn't he say he was one?
You know, look.
Yeah.
Obama was never accused as being a symbol of white nationalist pride or any other thing that the shooter said. So, look, man, it's real obvious whether you realize it or not. And I don't think that he doesn't care, because as long as you say his name in a positive way, or you mention his name in a like he's my hero or he matters to me, that's all that counts with him. He doesn't matter who the praise is coming from. He just wants the praise. That's why he will not come out against anybody who appears to be a fan of his and come out against it. He's not going to do it. I don't know what the word is. It narcissist?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is this person who, man, at any cost, as long as you like me or praise me, I'm just going to go ahead and just keep my mouth shut, because he needs every vote he can to get back in. And I'm telling you, man, we've got to do something. We've got to be careful, y'all. And the Democrats are scaring me right now, because we're doing the exact same things that the Republicans did to Obama. They spent 8 years hating Obama and they ended up with no candidate. We are spending all this time hating Trump and we're not developing up. We need somebody to be the front runner now.
Well,
we don't need to look at 16 damn people. It ain't 16 interesting ass people. It ain't 16 people that could be president. So far, it's like 12 that didn't say they was running into it.
Well, yeah, it's more than that now, because Beto O'Rourke is in.
Okay, it's 12. Just half of them. Who do you think has a chance? Just give me six names.
Kamala.
Who else?
Beto.
For sure.
Beto.
Beto O'Rourke.
Bernie.
Oh, yeah, Bernie. Bernie's a front runner right now.
Yeah, Bernie. Okay.
But if Joe Biden jumps in, and
he
might.
He's not in.
Then
okay.
It's out
okay.
of them.
And okay,
yeah,
cool.
I think it's out.
Let's just go with the ones we got. We got three.
Yeah.
I need three more. It's 12 running.
Well, Elizabeth Warren is running. Kristen
okay.
Gillibrand.
Okay.
Gillibrand
okay.
is running.
That's not what I asked you, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you, who do you think could be
three?
President of six? I just need six out of the 12
okay.
that Mike could beat Trump.
Ooh, that could beat him. Bernie might have a chance. Bernie and Kamala. Mm-hmm. Kamala and Beto. Beto and Bernie,
and
you know, yeah,
I think they could.
But he's saying Biden hasn't thrown his
Biden's
hat in the ring yet.
Confirmed,
so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. Between those three, Bernie, Kamala, Beto.
Yes.
And Cory Booker is in there too.
Cory Booker.
Do you think he can win?
Cory Booker. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean,
he can do it.
Yeah. I mean, those are the three that I think that have a chance against the current president. Yes, Steve.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we don't need the other nine. That's what I'm saying.
You did all that to say that?
That's your point.
That's your ball. That's all I want us to do. Let's be honest before we get to the convention, before we start all this hatred, because we split it up too much. We're going to do what we did to Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders had a real idea about winning. When Hillary won, it disenfranchised a lot of Bernie supporters.
Yeah, all right.
And we're going to do the same thing again. And this dude going to get them electoral votes in them states, and we back in business.
All right, we got to move on, Steve. Up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call for today. It's coming up right after this.